organizations have a logo. Logo is not just a symbol, it represents the vision. Vision also, every organization has the vision is put in the form of a logo. We also have a logo. Logo, according to the logo, according to the vision we entertain. The logo we project out is called as mudra. The mudra, the logo we project out. If we have the sattvic quality, our logo radiates calmness, peace, serenity. If our logo is rajasic quality, our logo is distorted, not clarity is there, distorted logo. If our qualities are tamasic in nature, the logo represents distraction. Distraction, how we project, it's like an organization, our logo, mudra. Mudra indicates how we entertain. The three types of mind, one is a type of mind we are born with. It's when soul is born, it is a carry forward samskaras, carry forward karmas. That is the mind. That is the mind we are with. And while we are living, we acquire so many social activity, work culture, friends, society. Through the society, we incorporate new things. One is brought in information. One is acquired information we imposed onto ourselves. And untrained person, while living, it is a combination of what has been brought in and what has been acquired leaves with the further distressed. I already brought that one. I acquired more while living. I am overburdened soul. Soul is overburdened and leaves. The yoga talks about when you are living, try to unburden the mind, whatever brought in mind and acquired mind, try to unload. It is called as amana mind. Amana mind, clarity, clean slate. Try to go with the clean slate. Go back. We say we are a choiceless existence. Karma, what to do? I brought that karma, I have to go through. And what to do? My friends are like that. I acquired. We are not a choiceless existence. There is a opportunity for us to move towards unburdening the mind. We unburden the burden the mind because of the misunderstanding, misapprehension of reality, and misunderstanding results in complicating our life. Complicating my youth is complicated, adulthood is complicated, old age even more complicated. When I'm going through all complication, how can I say when I my death, my soul will go? I can only put, may the soul rest in peace. That is only a lip service. It is not the reality. We have to work on that one. Apiche dasyur duracharo. What is that? Ma apichet durasaro mam bhajatyamam ananyabhak sadure vasamantavyo samyak vevesito hisaha. It is talking about even if you have a very bad past. Apichedasi duracharo bhajate mam ananyabhak. Shri Krishna says there is no... Everyone has an opportunity to amend. However heinous crime you have done in the past, it is okay. You can, if you want to change, you can resolve. Sadurevasa mantavyo. That person, Sri Krishna says, the moment you decide to change, moment you decide to change, I call that person a sadhu. Then the person, I amend to change, Sri Krishna says, the moment I want to amend my life, the moment you think and work towards that one, sadhu revasa mantavya, that person is a sadhu. It's depicting that one. The type of energy, how we radiate the energy according to the chakras we dwell on. Each chakras has its own energy. In Muladhara chakra, it is brought in energy. That is, I am born with that karma. That is what I have brought in Muladhara. Muladhara is a carry forward. I am born with that one. So, that is, as the energy starts rising through in Swadhisthana chakra, it is a combination of tamasic and rajasic. Rajasic energy. One starts radiating tamasic and rajasic. When it comes to Manipura chakra, person becomes, radiates highly rajasic, very unsettling, very disturbed, not consistent. That is rajasic. Rajasic energy in the Manipura chakra. In the Anahata chakra, one settles down, mellows down. Earlier in Manipura chakra, only I am doing, and so much of arrogance. In Anahata chakra, one mellows down, calms down, settles down, softens, and devotion comes. What I thought it was not right, realizes. I want to know, devotion comes, sattvic quality. When it comes to the Vishuddha chakra, further clarifies, and one starts craving for higher things. Higher things, I want to know more. Craving, I am interest, keen interest for higher things is called as vairagya. I want more of higher things. When the energy comes to Ajna chakra, one starts developing a thirst for knowledge. I want knowledge. I want to be, think out of box. I need not have to refer to textbook all the time what it says. My intuition should be working. I should be able to, Spurana means creativity. It dawns. The message should dawn. That is through the Ajna chakra. That is also sattvic quality. When it comes to a Sahasrara chakra, it is a clean slate. Slate, no more shackles, has gone beyond the tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic exalted. Past karmas no longer binds. The mudra we project is based on where we are dwelling, which center we are dwelling. Our life has many energy centers. We are tapping the energy from that energy center along the body, along the spine. Energy centers are there. We tap the energy, we radiate that energy. For Muladhara chakra, coming out of the Muladhara, it is the Prithvi mudra. Prithvi mudra helps in going past the Muladhara chakra with the resonance lum. And in Swadhisthana chakra, this is the Varuna mudra. This is Prithvi mudra. In Swadhisthana chakra, it is Varuna mudra helps in calming, harmonizing the Swadhisthana chakra. Any dysfunction, energy offset is harmonized through that one. And in Manipura chakra, this is Muladhara, this is a Prithvi mudra. This is Prithvi mudra. Yeah. Prithvi. No, Prithvi. At the tip. And in Manipura, bend the ring finger. This is called a Surya Mudra. Surya Mudra. It's a Manipura chakra. In the heart center, bend your forefinger. It is forefinger. This is called as Vayu Mudra, Anahata Chakra. For the resonance here, it is the Yam in the heart center. In the Akasha Tattva, the Vishuddha Chakra, this Akasha Mudra, its resonance here is Hum. Here, in the Ajna Chakra for the creativity, it's bend your four fingers, wrap other three fingers, tip of the thumbs together. This the creativity mudra is a Purna Prajna Mudra. This is called as Purna Prajna Mudra. Helps in opening the creativity center. And in Sahasrara Chakra, this is a Purna Prajna Mudra. Sahasrara is a Chin Mudra. Or Dhyana Mudra, Om is the resonance. Here, Ksham is the resonance. Om is the resonance. Ksham is the resonance. Here, Hum is the resonance. In the heart center, Yam is the resonance. In the navel, Ram is the resonance, and Swadhisthana Chakra. Further, and Vam is the resonance, and Muladhara, Lam is the resonance. Again, for the Muladhara Chakra, it is Prithvi Mudra, Swadhisthana Varuna Mudra, Manipura Chakra, Surya Mudra, Anahata Chakra, Vayu Mudra, Akasha Tattva, Vishuddha Chakra, Akasha Mudra, then Ajna Chakra, Purna Prajna Mudra, this one, and Dhyana Mudra or Chin Mudra for Sahasrara Chakra. And with the resonance, when we do that one, helps in the awakening, the moving from tamasic quality through the rajasic quality to the sattvic quality, and get established in sattvic quality when we go through the resonance. Well, doing the mudra is the depiction of where we dwell in our logo, which center we are tapping it. Through doing the sadhana, through the yoga sadhana, we can amend the logo as we know where we want to be. Mudra changes, logo changes. As the vision changes in life, our outlook also changes. We are not just stuck in the, this is what I am. It changes. As my vision changes, how I see the world changes, how I radiate energy changes, from where I tap into the energy changes. The mudra enables, that is the main thing on the retreat. Retreat, we are covering through the resonance, how to change our mudra, how to travel, we will dwell on in the retreat.